This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Going to the West Coast to talk to the good doctor. Rick Doc Walker joins the program. Doc, how are you, man? Thanks for making time.
I'm great, man, but not as good as you brothers, man, with a rude barbecue, man. I love the late invitation, though. That was slick.
Hey, Doc, you can ride over here, man. Look, Donnie ain't been cooking since 3. He ain't done yet. So you can come over and grab something, man. You got time.
Doc,
man, he got a big old, Doc, he got all kind of food in this thing, bro.
And a bottle of Blanton's, it appears.
You got heavy metal over there, too, man. No,
I gave Donnie that last year, and he still got that bottle.
We got heavy metal.
Donnie's a weakling.
Jeff Walker, Doc. I mean, everybody but you.
Wow.
But we're only missing
and
you.
Landfill.
No, Landfill
told
us
that.
Randall said the hell with us. He ain't coming hang out with us.
Guys, doing a great job. You've been on point all morning.
Thank you, dude.
Appreciate you, brother.
So I want to start with. There's a lot to discuss, right? But you played in RFK Stadium as a Redskin during the true glory years of the franchise. Super Bowls and NFC title games and bouncing seats. And it's not a done deal. You still got to deal with the DC Council. We all recognize that. And, you know, what can be will never be the exact same as what was. But what kind of emotion, how did it make you feel when you saw Roger Goodell, Muriel Bowser, and Josh Harris all up on that podium?
Well, I'm too old to be fooled. I mean, it's encouraging because you got a chance. But until it's done, you know, I'll reserve that emotional fix. Mm-hmm. But I am encouraged just from being at our location and seeing what the Nationals, the waterfront, and seeing what has happened all across that landscape that we see daily going down by the waterfront.
Sure.
Those possibilities are encouraging. And watching the ruins of RFK and how it's just been neglected and seeing such a wasted opportunity, I just can't see how it can't be a win-win by doing something as opposed to doing nothing.
I know that there have been pitfalls in other areas with stadiums, and we talked with David Aldridge yesterday, and he was saying he just wanted to make sure. And I agree with him. You want to hold people accountable, but I think it seems like we're going to hold the Harris and the NFL accountable. How about the people who's against that? You got to hold them accountable too, and find out what's their real reason. You know, people say a lot of stuff, but they got other reasons of going against stuff.
Yeah, of course. We've seen it. You nailed it yesterday. There are some people just love complaining no matter what the opportunities are, but we're an example of it. Every day you go to work, and we used to go down there sometimes in that area. It was a battle zone.
Yeah.
So you got to be high as a kite not to recognize what the waterfront looks like now as opposed to what it once was. I mean, who has failed with a new facility and bringing in big events? We all, would like to see college football, national championships, WrestleManias. We'd like to see all of this in our own front, Super Bowls. Yeah. So who would deny that? I mean, look, we saw what happened with the USC Arena going downtown. But people are going to hate, and we know. Well, I know I'm a little bit older than you gentlemen.
Just
when
little.
Is money lost? When is money lost?
No. Well, Doc, it's also to me. When does the price of anything ever go down? You know what I'm
Never.
Saying? Like,
Never.
Like I understand that the numbers are staggering, that the, I mean, both, I'd say, what the Harris Group is willing to put up, and it's staggering what the city is being asked or expected to contribute. But, like, have you been to the grocery store? Like, it just, everything is expensive all the time.
Yeah, well, a lot of those areas don't have grocery stores.
Sure.
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about these concrete jungles, and let's eliminate that, and let's get everybody caught back up. Look, in college, I lived in Inglewood. Look at what SoFi has done now. Look at the Clippers have a vibe now. That was a joke when I was in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't seen progress. I mean, it's not going to be perfect.
Yeah.
But when do the big cats not win? When does money lose? It doesn't.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
The people do deserve to get something. They don't want to be forgotten. You got to have youth facilities, education. That you got to chop, give people something. You just can't come in and bulldoze people.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of us get bulldozed over.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's society. Don't freak yourself out.
I hear that for sure, and it's obviously happened and. Marginalized and typically poor people have gotten screwed since the beginning of time, regardless of what continent you're on, even in the 13th century. That's just how the world has worked. But to me, it does stand out. If this was about the best business deal for Harris Rails, for this group, if it was straight up business. I saw Angela Alsobrooks is now a U.S. senator in Maryland. But previously, she, I believe, I don't know. County exec for Prince George's County. Thank you, B.
Mm-hmm.
She said that the state of Maryland had $2 billion on the table and another $400 million from PG County to get them to stay in PG. Now, I'm no math guy, but that's double. That is double the money that Mayor Bowser has come up with that D.C. is going to pay for infrastructure. So if they were looking for just straight up the best deal, they're staying in Landover.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? So that at least leads me to believe that when they talk about this being something that will better the community and the city, and they're leaving money on the table, what is Landover?
It shows that they're not going out there just trying to capitalize.
What is the actual mileage, Landover to RFK? 7 miles? Six? It's not that far. Like, they are choosing this thing. I tend to believe them, and maybe we need to be skeptical.
I just believe that D.C. attracts more than Landover.
Impact.
Sure.
Monumental. You use the term, but monumental. You got a chance to do something that will become breathtaking, that people will travel from all over the world to see it. People that will want to have their events there just because of it.
Yeah.
Who are we kidding? It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to be in that location with that nostalgia, that history, and the impact of doing it the right way. I think we're just kidding ourselves.
Because, see, when I look at it, like I know what people say, well, why would we want to do that? Well, if they put it and they put all of the mindset they're putting into it 7 miles away, people can still use the backdrop of D.C. and do it 7 miles away. But if they're willing to – I keep going back to this. 100 senators agreed upon something. 100 senators. You would have to – look, you got to make me become somebody else to believe that 100 senators decide to do something to give you permission to own something without asking for something in return. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I'm
when
with you.
In that paper, they talk about stadium was the number one thing they listed. I believe that when they gave permission, they say, this is what we want to build it around. And I think that all of the, like, and I know people get mad when you say stuff, but listen, dude, I'm a realist. When you see all the charades around it and people doing the grandstanding, it means that you're doing that just for whatever, but it's going to happen. That's what I believe.
It feels that way.
Well, I can hope. Yeah, I can hope. It would be great. And remember all the kids. The opportunities that we met in the parking lot, the community, the impact, that meant something. A lot of those kids that we interchanged with ended up becoming big-time individuals in the community. I met Mike Loxley when he was 12 or so in that parking lot.
That's so cool.
You know, and Lox is one of those kids. So that's something I would love that's the next generations to have opportunities of. Don't take that away. Give them opportunities. They have the power to do this. I hope it happens, because I don't trust any of these people anymore with anything until I see it done.
I think that's a fair place to be, Doc. It's hard to believe. I mean, hell, Nats Park had, you know, Nats Park, the city paid for everything. And that took till the last possible second. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So we'll have to see what happens. We're talking with our friend Rick.
And supposedly, isn't that already paid for ahead of time?
That's what we hear.
And if you're truly talking about economics, and you're on that council, and this has been paid for ahead of time, you can't sit here and tell me that you don't think the other one. Because let's be real, all the sports in the world, football is bigger than all of them.
Yep. Super Bowl.
Talking with our friend Rick Doc Walker here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC equipment you can buy. Doc, I was curious, beyond the stadium, in the first round, they take another big body. So they trade for Laremy Tunsil. That's your left tackle. Then they draft Josh Connerly Jr., who is – I saw this kid in person, and I was blown away by his size. And at the same time, it looks like he doesn't even have to shave yet. I mean, talk about talk about a baby face. What do you think of the obvious decisions to really work to fortify the offensive line?
Well, if you had the Keysep Diamond, you'd have a hell of a security system at your house, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. JD5, would you want a wide receiver? Even if you had Bob Hayes, somebody would have to protect JD5 in order to get him the ball. It makes sense. I think with Kingsbury's offense, it even makes more sense. Not only is he enormous, he's an athletic freak.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of Trent. When you get big people that are that athletic, he can play multiple positions. You're never going to get me to gripe going big up front, offensive line or defensive line, because the biggest boy on the block is in your division, the world champion, and they're bullies. So Philadelphia's already laid the cards out. Play it any way you want to play it, Slim, but they come in right at you. They scored on the first play of a game at their house.
Yeah,
they didn't trick you. They ran it right down your throat. So everybody has the right to pick whatever you guys want to do, but I hope we continue to do what these guys are doing. They're building it in a way to live within our division. Did you see who the Giants selected? In Dallas?
They selected people to go get your quarterback.
Thank you.
So you got to protect your quarterback.
Yeah, but I don't argue. Like I say, I just wait till the pads come on. Because no matter who you selected right now, all this is Brian – he popularized this, and I use it to death. If I owe him copyright fees, I have to pay him down the road. But the Underwear Olympics, we've just gone mad over this crap now. To me, I don't even get interested in this until they have pads on and there's some slobber knocking going on, some contact. But I like it on paper. On paper, because they're athletic and these guys have the right attitude. And that culture they built over in that locker room now, it's no longer the dump.
Not sure if that's us or Doc. You want to check? We are at a remote. Oh, no, we got Doc. There he is. Yeah, I think there's a lot to like there. I think they have been very intentional in what they wanted to do, and I think it was really revealed. Obviously, Washington had the come-from-behind win over Philly at home, and that was awesome, but I think a lot of that was driven by the fact that Kenny Pickett came in and had to play quarterback for Philly. In the two games up there, Philly dominated the line of scrimmage, and the final result showed that. I think Washington, you know, Rome doesn't get built in a day. So this offseason, they clearly made protecting Jaden and getting tougher at their line of scrimmage the priority. And I think they believe, they feel very good about what they've done on the D-line. You add Kinlaw.
They've gotten bigger.
You know, they really like the guy Wise. What Eddie Goldman brings in a true, formerly a nose tackle, like just a really big body. That body type hasn't existed for Washington since pot roast was playing here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know that it'll work, but they invested heavy in the offensive line, and they made significant change on the defensive line.
Yeah.
They're aware of the trenches.
They have gone out there and did and got people that they feel will work in what they're trying to do, and you can't knock nobody for that.
Well, you look at the wide receivers that we have to face twice, six times, so you had to go corner. You have to fortify that position because of people we deal with twice, let alone the schedule. The better you get, the better people you play. Everybody understands that. Target is on you now, no sneak up. I mean, let's face it. People play in Washington, these people, they've had no dandruff kicked up in the past. Now they do. Mm-hmm. Now they're looking forward to it. So I'm encouraged by that. I just love the way that we operate now. I don't lose a wink of sleep worrying about what they're going to do. I trust in what they're going to do because the people they have doing it now know exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
So that's perfect for me. I'm good with that until I see them in person.
Doc, for somebody, I know how much you care about the game. And I know how much you understood under the previous administration it was just never going to work. How refreshing and perhaps rewarding is it to feel that way now, just to feel confidence in a really well-run professional team?
Well, no, it's great. I mean, last season was great, but then it makes you hungry. I don't want to go backwards. See, my concern now is that, you know, you had a taste of it, and a real taste, NFC Championship level now. What, do you want to go backwards now? Mm-hmm. I want to keep climbing. Like, where we play, to be honest with you, we can play out in the parking lot. I just want to be really good at what we do. I don't care where it happens at. I don't care what uniform. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is we're not in last place, that we no longer suck, that it's not a PR campaign but a football operation. So they've checked all the boxes for me. So if you can't support this, then why are you involved in this?
Totally.
I'm with that. Only Tame Impala feels like they're only going backwards. Talking with our friend Rick Doc.
I love this. I don't want to be the Lakers. Trust me.
Well, dude, so I wanted to ask you about the Lakers, and I don't want to piss you off, but
it's awful. I'm not mad. They're a clown show operation, and they've just been good enough to win while being Beverly Hills Billies. That's okay. They've always been that, you know, the ownership, the whole nine yards. But now it's pitiful. You were right. I listened to you on the bets last night. Anybody that didn't take Minnesota in that was just insane or relative. They're terrible.
Right.
And when your best guy on your team is in the worst condition and the other guy is my age, come on, man. You nailed it. I'm telling
Doc said the other guy's my age.
Yeah, come on, man.
How do you – Luca's obviously
and
incredibly
coach,
gifted.
Your coach is a podcaster. You got a podcaster coaching you. I mean, come on. Seriously. They're fortunate to be where they are. And Rudy Gobert, if Shaq on TNT, that was so embarrassing. They laughed the whole postgame show. They talk about Gobert like he's a joke. They couldn't stop laughing. Come on, man.
God, I love that. You got a guy on the team that's my age. Doc, last thing, because I know you and I, this time of year is when we start texting about the puck. It'll be me and Doc at midnight texting about Winnipeg versus St. Louis or something. Did you?
Mitch was all over it. No, look, man, you guys are right about it now. It's serious because that following Ovi and the chase for the record and all that, I think it is behind him now. I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. But we're in a part now. Nobody cares about that. They're hoping that we got some hangover. It was important to get that rest. You guys are on point all the way about it. But we have not been very good in this period of time here late. It's been a minute since we've had some impact in postseason. So for real, it's time now to get nasty on the ice.
I'm with you with
that,
baby.
Hell yeah. Did you, Doc, last thing from me, man. Did you happen to see Frankie Luvu at the Caps game last night?
No, I did not see Frankie.
Oh, I got to send it to you. His so you know how they like to have the big guys the big guys when the football players come to the hockey games, they put them on the big screen.
They do what the Hogs used to do back in the day.
They make a
beard disappear rather quickly.
Doc, yeah, I'm
texting you the video of it, and I think you will enjoy it because when you talk about wanting dogs, a dog mentality, the canines, that is absolutely how Frankie Luvu approaches, I'd say, football, but also beer chugging at a hockey game.
Yeah, he's special. I mean, he's got that. That's why you love to be on their team because
he earned
guys,
it, dude. He's an undrafted guy that had to earn every
undrafted
second of it.
Undrafted free agent,
man.
Brother.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I see all my. Yeah, he's real.
Yeah, oh, you just real. Watched it?
That's collegiate. Yeah, I love that. Yeah.
I think getting the beer into it. The beard really sells it for me.
you got to do that the whole way. I like to see B. Mitch do that. I think he can pull that off, too.
I don't like to waste mine, though. I'm going to drink all of it, Doc.
B. Mitch might do it in the next break.
How about heavy metal?
Yeah, we'll get heavy metal shotgun and some beers. Maybe we'll all shotgun them. 155, we're off the air. Doc, thank you
appreciate
for the time,
you, big
man.
Bro.
Really appreciate
it. Hey, man, you guys enjoy yourself, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Doc.
All right, brother.
Rick Doc Walker, one of the absolute best. Give him a follow on X at Rick Doc Walker. Joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Why, B? Because if it ain't rude,
it ain't right.
Coming right back. We're going to take some calls, and there's now video of my Connerly challenge. B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan, live Rude Employee Appreciation Day. Got a big old barbecue going. They got some coolers. With sodas. Shout out to Dr. Pepper if you're watching on the stream. If you missed any of our interview with Doc Walker, get on that Odyssey app, hit rewind, or just go to the podcast. You can just go to Spotify and get it right away. Jeff claims he's already got it all posted.
Well, tomorrow we'll have Charles Mann at 10:30.
Oh, hell yeah. I wore 71 at Maplewood when I was in fourth grade because of Charles Mann.
Were you on the field or on the bench?
Back then I played. Like, everybody was little. I was good.
It's all so funny. He's like, back then I played.
All right. Speaking of
Landon, you got that right.
Speaking of funny things, so last night, the producers of All Ears, I mean, they definitely enjoy messing with me and do
what
it.
What you should have done is made them do it too.
Well,
that's how you shut it down, dog.
So the problem is it's live TV. Like, there's not enough time for me to try to make them come in and do it.
Yes, it is. You all come from behind those damn cameras and behind that desk and come over and do it too. If you're going to try to embarrass me, come embarrass yourselves.
So let's find out if I was embarrassed, okay. Which seemingly happens every day.
Let me see.
I just dropped the video of this in the text thread, so Landfill and White Brian back in the office can watch it. Jeff already watched. Jeff didn't laugh that bad, so we'll see. Now, B. Mitch tends to be a pretty harsh grader, let's be real.
Yeah.
I'm expecting him to say
I don't believe him just giving you no easy nothing.
Okay. So last night.
Well, you got on tennis shoes. You're supposed to be able to do it.
And jeans and a blazer.
Yeah.
And I'm 43 and kind of fat. So there's a lot of factors going against me.
Nobody won't hear that.
And it was a surprise. Not like I stretched or
practiced this.
Get over yourself.
Okay. Come on.
So the Josh Connerly challenge. Obviously, Josh Connerly is the offensive lineman, the tackle that the Commanders drafted.
The athletic offensive tackle.
He was a 5-star running back.
Hell yeah.
So,
just like Trent Williams.
So Connerly, the newest Commander, 29th overall pick. There's this viral video of him doing this Josh Connerly challenge where he starts off squatting.
On his knees.
What would you call what he does?
On his knees.
He's on his knees, but also the harder part, I can't tell. I think his toes are down, right?
Do it again. Because
right. So the toes.
No, he's just on his knees. He's on his knees. Like, when you're on your knees, your feet are normally like that.
Nah, but if I'm on my knees, usually I would have, like, the balls of my feet down. I think that's what makes this difficult. Tim Meek doing it.
I don't know. Are you weird, dog?
I am weird, Brian.
Yeah.
If I'm on my knees, and the people on the stream can watch us. I got plenty of slack. Like if I'm on my knees, I'd be like that.
But that's not on your knees, brother.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So
that's a squat.
The really hard part. All right, so that's the video. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Well, how do you think I did?
I haven't seen you.
All right, here we go, right here. So Logan Paulson did it. Everybody's like, Logan
Your knees is there, too. Logan worked out every day. Jay,
I like rolled, kind of.
You rolled instead of popping up. But the thing about Josh popped up. Soon as his feet hit, he was backing up in his stance. That dude is athletic as hell.
Now, my elevation wasn't great.
Yeah.
But it was I couldn't.
You kind of did a Woody Harrison right there.
But watch. Now, when I get up, I'm ready to backpedal. There's just no space because the wall
was
right.
But you're not
there.
Jumping. You're just standing up, basically. All you did, Jeff, did you see it? All he did was stand up. He didn't jump. He didn't bounce up.
Doug, I was not ready for this. I was not prepared.
Do it again. Watch.
It'll show.
Jay, put
your headset.
Jay stands up, bro. Watch. Here you go right here.
The foot to ground was very slow.
All he did was stand up. He didn't jump.
I tried.
The thing about it is, when Josh did it and everybody else is trying it, not the big dude. The big dude did like one leg up, one leg.
Right.
Their feet came off the ground. Yours never leave the ground.
Well, if I may, I don't think I should be compared to Josh Connerly, who's a 21-year-old first-round draft pick.
Yeah, but he's 300-plus, and you're not. And you're fit.
Yo, I did better than that fella.
Well, the dude is 700 pounds. I mean, 455. And he's 5'11".
Landfill, what'd you think of my Connerly challenge?
Jeff, stop eating all my damn mints.
Zero explosiveness.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How does my RAS athletic score look?
It's the lowest you can get.
What's the lowest?
Now, I would like to – I'd like another crack at this thing. I was very much caught off guard.
You see that guy jumped up?
That's Tim Meek.
Yeah, so Tim
Meek's like a workout warrior.
Tim
He's like
Meek?
Our boy in Richmond.
How old is Tim Meek?
I don't know, mid-50s.
Okay, I don't hear about that. I'm 43 and old now.
That dude's in great shape. I'm a blogger.
JP, you run every damn day. Stop it. We ain't letting you, huh? Yeah, it's grass over there, JP.
For what?
For you to do it
I
again.
I think it's time for you to do it, dog.
No, it ain't.
I'm not doing it again.
When you ride the 20 miles you promised me and Amit 2 years ago on that bike, I'm going to do it for you.
I do still owe you some miles on a bike. it wasn't great, okay? I'm owning that.
But you know what? You did get up.
Yeah, at least I did it.
But you stood up. You didn't jump.
Oh, White Brian is trying it.
Oh, Lord. Hey, I hope that comb over don't fall off.
Yeah. All right, here goes White Brian.
Oh, dog.
Mine is way better.
Brian, you're 20 something years old, bro. You can't be that bad.
Brian, that is awful, dude.
The dude that we saw that was 455 and 5'11 was better than you, Brian.
Yeah. That was horrible.
I didn't
Come on, Brian, talk to us.
Did you watch
Oh, he went to the bathroom?
That was horrible.
He should go to the bathroom because what he just did,
Did you just watch the first one or did you watch the whole thing?
We saw the first one.
Yeah, I got it the second time. I tripped the first time.
You tripped?
See, Patrick, you tripped.
You tripped because you were uncoordinated.
Yo, I didn't get to do a second time. I had to do one.
It's always first attempt.
Show the whole thing. Did you send two things to or just one?
Just watch the whole clip.
Okay, we're trying.
Okay, Spider-Man.
That was awful.
That was bad.
That was awful, too. He stood one leg up, then he brought the other leg up there.
How old are you, White Brian?
27.
Yo, mine is way better than his.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got him.
Now, Jeff, you did it, too, right?
Yes.
Jeff is the best.
Jeff is the best of all of us so far.
Yeah, Jeff, put it in the thread.
So here's my scouting report of Jeff, because people have asked me. There used to be an athlete in there. I think Jeff was an athlete, and now
No, he's still an athlete. He just got to get rid of the other stuff around him.
I got to get rid of that fluff.
Father Time is does what he does.
Yeah, I'm trying to catch that before Father Time catch me.
Yeah, it's tough. That's a race against time,
believe
man.
Me, it's going to catch you.
It's a literal race
against
time.
You ain't that
time.
Fast.
It's solidify my helmet.
All right, I want to get into some stadium conversation. We got Smokin' Al Koken joining us at noon. We're going to hear from Jalen Lane a little later. But, B, it's an interesting conversation that I think – I am not sure many people would answer this. If I ask you, would you rather have a Super Bowl win or a new stadium? To me, that is an easy answer.
Super Bowl win.
It's Super Bowl win all day.
Because, you know, you get a Super Bowl win, you go get a new stadium. If you want to go win a Super Bowl like this year, nobody's complaining about anything when it comes down to it.
Dude, now, if you ask me anything else, getting to a Super Bowl, like an NFC championship, or even last year, getting to the NFC title game, the answer to all of that is no. I'd rather have a new stadium. But flags fly forever, man.
Yeah.
You get a Super Bowl, that's another Lombardi in the case.
Success makes people's opinions change.
When I went to college, the then Redskins had three Super Bowls and the Giants only had two. And I went to University of Maryland where everybody's from Jersey or New York, and I was surrounded by Giants fans. And you know what? We yelled at them for years and years.
We got three, y'all got two.
We got three, y'all got two. Well, you know what? The Giants now have four.
Yeah.
It'd be great if Washington could get a fourth and I could yell back at all the Giants fans.
I'm with you.
A Super Bowl win, to me, is more important than anything. Now, there may be those that would rather have a new stadium ahead of that.
If you're the one building the stadium and you're going to be getting all the money, you probably want a new stadium.
Yo, if you get to sell the suites or something, sure. But if, as a fan?
Yeah, but if you get a Super Bowl, it makes things happen. And money comes from that. The teams that win Super Bowls, you can see the increase in their value. You can see the increase in the things they sell and everything like that, their production. Everything works out.
I am fascinated if anybody will say they'd rather have the new stadium than a Super Bowl win, because I think you're incorrect. Let us know. Al Koken at noon, talking Caps. Lanville decided he's calling that previous segment JP lacks athleticism.
No. Explosive athleticism.
Athletic explosiveness.
Yeah.
I have a good vertical. I have a legit good vertical for a 43-year-old white dude.
What is your vertical?
I don't know, but it's good.
Well, if you don't know what your vertical is, it's not that good, Jay.
Watch out, AD. There's a lot of stuff here.
Please don't fall.
I
got to explain that to you.
I got enough slack for a vertical jump?
No. Yeah.
It ain't going this
high. Take it off, though. Take it off.
No, I got it.
But we gotta raise
Actually,
your,
I might not.
Raise your hand up first. Now jump. Dude, that's about 16.
43 years old.
Well, when I said you did a Woody Harrelson earlier, that's what I was trying to say.
Look,
white man can't jump.
All right, maybe I do lack athletic explosiveness.
That wasn't explosive right there, bro.
Dude, I haven't stretched.
You always say you're taller than me, but you couldn't touch that door.
When I was, in shape, I could touch the rim.
You are awful.
Yo, Heavy Metal Chris is, 3 inches taller than me. I got higher
than
him.
He didn't touch it. Nah, you're awful, dog.
Dude, you'll hear when we talk to Jalen Lane, that's coming up at 12:30, the Commander's new rookie wide receiver. See, Jeff's just going to prove there's an athlete in there somewhere. Come on, Jeffrey. Yeah.
Hey, if Jeff
– Damn, that was gross, dude. Don't do that again.
Jeff made sure he touched it. Jeff was like, if I miss this
– Yeah, that'd be tough.
I will not live this down.
Jeff's
Don't try.
Also a couple inches taller than me.
Don't worry. You're about 5 inches from it. You all right.
Yeah, that didn't go as well as I hoped. Lanville, it was your topic, so I will ask you the question. Would you rather have a new stadium than a Super Bowl win? I don't even think.
No, I would definitely rather have a Super Bowl.
Person.
No, right. I would definitely rather have a Super Bowl.
What about Super Bowl appearance or new stadium?
Oh, I'd definitely rather have the Super Bowl appearance.
I mean, let's be real.
See, I go new stadium then.
But see, that's the whole thing about it. You can't be trying to make you're trying to justify a reason. If you make it to the Super Bowl, you still make money. And if you make it to the Super Bowl, let's be real, the Super Bowl, the damn stadium is coming. Like you said, politicians like to take pictures. If the guy was a Super Bowl contender or champion, they want to take a picture with you, right?
Right. But the Eagles just won a Super Bowl. They're not going to get a new stadium because they have a dope stadium.
No. They have a stadium right now.
Right.
But if you're looking for one and you win it, now all of the positivity and all the accolades and all the stuff that's coming with you, that will get you where you want to go. But they don't have to. They got one.
Right.
What in this situation right now, things need to be done before that happens. But if they were to go win the Super Bowl, I want to see the person that's going to stand up and say, no, we don't want them to come here.
Oh, I mean.
The people will come in, grab them, drag them out of their office, and drive their asses out of town.
Honestly, I wonder, like, from a D.C. government standpoint, this is awful timing for the stadium because the bond rating got downgraded. You're losing all these federal government jobs. Congress went after D.C.'s budget. Like, there's a lot of stuff that is really unfortunate timing. But from a football perspective, which for all the critics and local media I'm amassing, let me point out that I'm a football reporter. My job isn't to know how bonds get issued.
I could throw something out there and just say this, though. If you are losing money, don't you want somebody to come into your area and start investing money?
So, listen,
I majored in chemical engineering and I transferred over to business. One thing I learned in all of that stuff is when somebody's not giving you dollars and yours is getting, it's starting to dwindle, you want somebody to roll in and bring some more, right?
Right.
So right now, what you're not getting, somebody else want to roll in and help out. On top of that, those that have messed with you gave you the permission with kind of an addendum.
Right.
So you might want to not mess with them as well.
That to me, above, there's a lot of factors.
I know business. I know relationship. And I also understand when people do stuff with little extra oomph or left addendums around it, they're telling you what you need to do, not what they would like for you to do.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you on that, B. The thought that people can the Senate gave you this opportunity at the last minute on the last day, and you really think you get to pick and choose what goes in there? I tend to disagree with that, but, you know, we'll all find out together. I think, you know, with the stadium stuff, I do think from a football perspective, Washington's never had more momentum. Or maybe when you were playing. But think about it back then, that Jack Kent Cook wanted a new stadium. Mm-hmm. And I believe it was Sharon Pratt Kelly Dixon. Yeah. I think her name
Sharon
changed.
Sharon Pratt Kelly then is now Dixon.
Okay. She got married or something? I don't know. Or maybe unmarried?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Think about the powerhouse that the football team was then, and they couldn't get a deal done in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to go to Alexandria. I mean, it's the same piece of land that that Leonsis was then going to develop.
And
that piece of land is the Bermuda Triangle for stadiums. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not going to happen. For whatever reasons, the state politics of Virginia seem far more complicated than people expect. But Washington, with Jaden Daniels, Adam Peters, Dan Quinn, coming off an NFC title game. Like, the momentum from a football perspective is so significant here.
But I don't think – I really think the momentum from the football perspective is less than the actual vote of those 100 people who can make your life miserable.
Yeah.
I think that right there, when 100 people that don't ever agree upon nothing, they don't agree upon the same time to wake up, show up to work, go to the bathroom, whatever. But they all agreed upon this. Those 100 people are telling you, you need to do this way, because they also understand when you tell people we're going to the nation's capital to do something, the meaning of it, but overall, over everything else and anything else outside of it. So we can sit up here, we can play this game, but I watched it. Listen, I grew up in the most corrupt state when it comes to politicians ever created, Louisiana. Okay, our governor was getting people dropping off bags of money in trash cans to make sure all those seven casinos down there now, it happened up.
That's crazy.
But it was when the Long family, where the hospital was named after, that was way back when I was a young kid. And you know what happens? When they really start getting involved, what they decide is going to be what happened. And we can say what we want about all, and I'm not calling the people corrupt, but I know one thing. Things happen in politics, okay? And when the politicians, the real ones, tell you how it's going to be, it's normally going to be like that.
How's it going to be? You want me to keep singing? Probably not. Let's do this. Smoking Al Koken joins us next.